When we learn that all of our work is in order to reconnect all of those broken parts of the Kli of Adam Rishon that the Creator deliberately broke in order to give us the possibility to unite them, to arrange them, to see how and in what way each one fits with the other, until all of us will connect in such a way, in such a puzzle, such a connection, that they would truly be as one. So indeed, if we will think about what kind of connection is needed, what kind of puzzle should be composed of these billions of pieces that also change all the time, they develop, they show themselves in different forms. How can we do it? Is it possible? And here we begin to understand that it is not upon you to complete the work, as it says, and also you're not free to be rid of it. That is, you cannot let go of the work, but you also need to understand that it's not you who is doing this work, rather the work was done with your participation. This is why we're called the partners of the Creator. And this is how we need to see what is our place, where is it, how will we do it, what precisely did the Creator leave for us that we must do in order to unite this entire Kli between us, and where do we need the Creator to do it? And by that we become partners. By this we are participating with Him, and bit by bit we start to feel where is our work, where is His work, and how do we depend on each other. And according to this work, we are then called Bnei Adam, human beings. Or it says, you are called men Adam, meaning that you participate with me in building the Kli that resembles me, so says the Creator. Therefore, you are called men Adam. And this is how we need to reach it. Therefore, all of our work is to detect, identify how much we have to be closer to one another and how much we yearn for it in order to ask of the Creator to do it. All of the corrections are done through our prayer. When I, like a little child, let's say, I want to put together the building blocks in the right way, and I realize that I have to find these building blocks. They need to be together, let's say, in a certain way. But I also realize that I'm not capable of bringing them closer and connecting them. This force does not depend on me. To the contrary, through my efforts, my evil inclination, I can only detect how much they are different, all of these building blocks. But to bring them closer and to unite them, that's already the Creator. He does. I use the same forces that the Creator gave me to begin with in order to be drawn to each other. And later on, I need to see how much they can be connected, and ask of the Creator to unite them, to connect them, to bring these building blocks closer, so that they will form a single Kli. And this is called, my sons have defeated me, that the Creator broke the Kli, and we ask of Him to reunite it. By this, the Creator started creation through the shattering and the righteous end creation by demanding of Him that He will do it. So it turns out that in this we're truly completely, full, equal partners with the Creator. We know what is upon us, and what is upon him. Where we do it and ask of him, we ask of him for forces and we do it, and where we ask of him that he will do it. However, we only ask of him to detect where is our work and where is his work. Up to here and no more. And in that, there are many discernments, there are many articles about it. By this, we truly become partners of the Creator. This work becomes very interesting. Kabbalists can explain it to us a little bit, and then they write about it, and we have plenty of materials, but mostly it's not about this. It's through your actions do we know you. We start to get to know the Creator, to get to know creation, to get to know the process of correction, through which we get to know the upper force. And it is through the effort between us. Because where all of the work takes place is in the connections between us. When we more and more and more locate, detect, what does it mean to be together? How do we get closer? What else is missing in our feeling, in our understanding? Where should we be in a struggle between us so that we don't stop ourselves and remain at the corporeal level? Just like this world is showing us that this is how it needs to be, seemingly, and we disagree with it. Rather, we want to be as one man in one heart, in one soul, so that there will be no difference between one and the other. And then in such a way, we try each time to locate what is the more and more progressive image of our connection. And such forms that we're not familiar with at all. However, bit by bit, through our effort, each time these forms of connection become revealed more and more possibilities. And we ask the Creator to do it. Make it so. Our work is the scrutiny of the necessity. We will try. The Arvut starts to be felt in that each and every one, each and every ten, begin to feel themselves that a part of the connections are in them, and a part is in someone else, in another ten, in the world kli, in this kli, that kli, meaning that it's a half. I am a half. And the other half exists somewhere else, not in me. And then I depict within me all kinds of such inclinations, qualities, desires, intentions. How do I connect with them? How do I bring them closer? How do they connect with me? This way we should constantly be alert to the possibilities to connect, the possibilities to tie such a knot where we will complete each other. One time it seems to me that I can complete someone else. This is one kind of work. Another time it seems to me that they can complete me. That's a second kind of work. And then in such a way, the work of the man and then the work of the female. Well, in short, we will see how each time we are scrutinizing places and manners of connection. And it is all in order for our connection to bring us the complete, correct connection called Arvut. And in this connection, when I connect with others, I see how much I can complete them. And in the other connection, where I bring them closer to me, I have the intention of how much I can help them reach an act of bestowal, meaning both in this and in that, both in me connecting to me, and when I connect them to me and when I connect with them, I nevertheless think about how by this I bestow, I give. Okay, go ahead.
When throughout the day I try to examine my state with respect to the group, my state with respect to Avut, with the friends, immediately I discover that without the Creator it's impossible, completely impossible to check, to request, to ask the Creator. There's some perhaps imagination of it, or some dialogue maybe, but you feel that it's discrete work. It's me with the Creator. So how can I feel what needs to be done so as to feel that I'm doing it together with the group, or that the Ten is doing it with me? Because for the time being it feels discrete. All right, I'm performing all the tests, examination.
I understand you, but it is all clarified by the thought. You need to realize that a connection with the Creator indeed cannot be unless the whole group is together with you. And maybe it seems to you that you have an inclination towards the Creator, but even to be in the right inclination is impossible if you are detached, disconnected from the friends. Only if you first arrange your connection with the friends and you hug all of them, embrace all of them, and truly hold them close to your heart, then out of the proximity between you coming closer, you can detect the point from which onward you can turn to the Creator. Only this way, from the love of people to the love of the Creator. Yes.
Right, exactly. So how to feel that I'm in this work together with the friends?
Only through effort, more and more and more, however you have to be in this, truly. In the beginning, and for a long time at first, a person thinks that he is drawn to the Creator and it's enough for him, until he starts to see, nevertheless, that he is failing in it and he cannot do it, and something is missing. And then bit by bit, through all kinds of actions of dissemination in the Ten, studying, talking, he starts to realize, he becomes convinced that first he nevertheless has to be connected with the friends. This transition from all kinds of different styles of attaining a connection with the Creator to turning to the Ten, truly seeing that there is the beginning of his connection with the Creator, this plea, it's very important. That is, from here onward, the person is already in the right direction and in the right order of work. Therefore, try to check how far you are from this.
Buenos días, Rab. La pregunta sería, ¿cuál sería el límite que podemos llegar a hacer con el Arbut?
What is the limit which we can reach with Arbut?
With Arbut, we can't reach anything. However, the Arbut gives us, well, the desire to achieve Arbut brings us to a demand for the Creator. Because the Creator is the guarantor. He has the upper light, And only the upper light can give us the attainment of our Arvut connection. And therefore, by us engaging with our Arvut correctly, we begin to feel how much we have a need, a lack for the Creator. And then we connect between us, we start to feel the deficiency, the lack for the Creator, for Him to connect us, for Him to be between us, and then He appears. We want to rise above our ego with the feeling of giving, with a great desire to attain, bestowal, love coming out of ourselves. And then we need a Creator. Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот вы сказали о двух видах работы минут 15 назад, что есть такой режим, когда я
работаю,
второй режим, как Никивот, вы сказали.
The work where there's a way where I work like a male and another different sort of work as a female, and you said that I feel in the ten as... What did you mean?
I don't quite remember what it's about. I don't know. I feel myself that I, when I engage in the correction of the soul, I must have the support of the friends, and this is not enough, so I also need the support of the Creator. And how do I establish it all the time in a more and more correct manner, so that these and those parts will connect? Only the upper light can do it. But we need to be present in it. We need to invite His work. Imagine to yourself that each one of us is also integrated with his personal 10 and the other individual 10s. All the individual 10s of each one should all connect within the group. And how much it is all impossible. It is truly something that we are incapable of holding such a form, not in our emotion, not in our mind, in our intellect. It exists on a higher dimension. And therefore, what's left for us to do is only to pray that the Creator will put together this system and will give us the ability to be in it, to feel it.
А вот вы сказали, что есть режим работы, когда я включаюсь в товарищей, а есть режим, когда я даю место.
You said that there is a form of work where I integrate with the friends, and there's such a form of work where I allow them to integrate with me. What is the second state? I don't understand the second.
So what Rabash says, zero before everyone or one before everyone, that we have two forms of work. Read exactly what he says there. This is how a person should work, both as in greatness towards others, towards the ten, and also in katnut, in smallness, towards the ten.
Но мы говорим о том, что наша работа все время — это молитва за товарищей, то есть за нашу десятку. Я вот прошу.
We say that our work is prayer for the friends, for the ten. So I ask for the friends. I integrate into the connection between them. And the second form of it is what? When I ask for what? For them to have the ability to integrate in the ten. Or
I want to absorb myself with them. I want to fill myself with them so that all of my kelim, all of my abilities will be only in order to hold them. I come in order to serve them. And whatever they want, that's what I do, and nothing else. So here there is mutual work. As much as I am included with them, and as much as... No, the good spirit means that a person has forces, confidence, the right environment, and that he has the ability to bestow and also the ability to receive in order to bestow. The good spirit is out of the light that fills him. And therefore, we need to be concerned about it. How should I put it? It is a test, an examination of whether we are in the right direction. That's what the good spirit is about. And if the spirit is not so good, then a person is not pleased with his general state. So by this, whether he wants to or not, he's cursing the Creator, cursing himself, cursing the whole of creation. He wants to rearrange everything according to his ego, and therefore any state that is less than truly good, sincere joy, any state that is less than that indicates the ego that is still not corrected within the person. This is how it is.
Важно ли играть? Вот важно ли утрировать и выходить?
Is it important to act?
Yes, we have to act, to play with a good spirit, because by this we truly evoke the spirit and we elevate ourselves, and out of that we will get additional forces to.
What is the meaning of being the Creator's partner?
The meaning of being the Creator's partner is that you come closer to the Creator more and more, you get to know His work more and more, you enter this work where you see that you have something to add, and you truly become an active partner. This is really our work, to demand of the Creator. He is called the physician who heals all those who are ill, and we are ill because we are broken parts from one system, single system, and we have to try to come to Him so that He will connect us. So all of our work is truly as though we come to a physician and we say, oh, this hurts me, this is not good, this is not good. If we say about the correct things that they are not good and we would like to correct them, then we receive the reforming light and it corrects us.
Понял выяснение вот чуть раньше. Я понимаю, что, например,
this scrutiny from before, I understand that when I ask the Creator or Him to take me and fulfill me through my friends, there I don't. It's one kind of work. But what is the scrutiny of the work where the friends have to complement me, complete me?
It is indeed correct that I don't feel that if the friends would add to me my their qualities, what would I gain? I would gain spirituality. And therefore, I don't get it. To give to the friends what I have, so, well, I have it, this I know, and I'm willing to give it to them, to share with them, no problem there. But if I will receive from the friends such a participation, it will already add to me spiritually the image of reality, the image of the world. And this I cannot depict myself. A friend that if he connects to me, fine, okay, so I have a little bit more of an intellect, of an emotion, something a bit more of his qualities. That's what it seems to me, but nothing beyond that. That's incorrect. It is incorrect. A connection with the friend, the one that we're talking about, it happens above my ego. That is, that I need to rise above my ego in order to connect with the friend, and then it will already be on the spiritual level. I, in my connection between me and my friend, when I want to connect with him, by this I build our spiritual form. I ask of the Creator that he will help me, that he will do it, and I then have to rise above my ego in order to connect with the friend. And rising above the ego is already a spiritual ascent. Sent to the spiritual world. And there, when I connect with the friend, I connect with his will to bestow. And he himself may not know that he has such a thing. However, I do discover it and I connect with it. This is how it works. Think about it. It is a very great, not a simple thing. And apparently, I'm talking about it because we are capable of reaching it, of doing it.
Thoughts and feelings with each organ and limb. How to describe this relationship between me and the ten, where we exchange thoughts and emotions?
Today, you're asking very beautiful questions. However, they all have to do with the next degree that you're standing just before, and you have to do it. You have to get in there to feel, to detect. Then you'll be able to understand what it's about. I cannot tell you about it with words. I cannot. He was asking, tell me about the Creator. You are asking, what did you ask again?
How to describe the system where thoughts and feelings are exchanged between me and the ten?
Well, how? It's impossible. That's already a spiritual degree. You're asking me, how do you, instead of your mind and emotion, your linear mind and emotion that you're in right now, how will you start to feel like the ten, think like the ten? How will you include the entire ten? It's only through 10 sefirot of Or Yashar, 10 sefirot of Or Chozer that clove on one another, and by this you build a spiritual partsuf. Then you realize already that it's a different kind of essence than what you have now. Today you exist as raw desire. And what we want to reach, our very first station even, is that I come out of my own boundaries and I start to be connected with others. And I receive the desire of the others when I come out of myself in the way that this is the new element, the new input. And through it, I start to see reality in a different way. This is what we have before us, and we really have to pressure towards this. All of us need to pressure for such states.
Is it trying to think that during the morning lesson we're only a single organ? And how can we again become a whole body from that organ, from being an organ?
By making efforts to connect with the friends and asking of the Creator to connect you so that you would start to rise from the individual to the collective. Even though you don't feel it, you don't even want it maybe, however you ask for it. It's also the prayer before the prayer and the prayer itself. Don't stop in that, but rather constantly nag him that you want specifically that. And then it will happen.
La plegaria entre de la plegaria es bueno que la decena suma con el clima mundial, con otras decenas.
The prayer that comes before the prayer, does it help us? Does it help the ten join the rest of the tens in the world kli?
Yes, of course. We don't achieve anything except through prayer. However, the prayer should already be the result of an earlier scrutiny. What am I lacking? What am I asking for? Whom am I asking from? How do I ask? Etc. That I connect with everyone. It has to be the prayer in the public, the entire ten, a minyan, a quorum. These are all of the components of it, the ingredients. However, following everything that we scrutinized, after we connected and we aimed ourselves towards the Creator and we demand of Him, that's it. By this, we seemingly finish our work, and all the rest is upon the Creator. And we need to be certain that what we then receive from Him, for sure, we're getting the best possible thing for us. Even though this may not be what we hoped for, what we were expecting, but this is already the answer from the Creator. No one comes back empty-handed. No one. And sometimes, of course, we don't understand what we received, what for, why, but we have to believe that this is what we should receive. From Noam Elimelech, sorry. One must always pray for his friend, as one cannot do much for himself. For one does not deliver oneself from imprisonment. But when asking for his friend, he is answered quickly. Therefore, each one should pray for his friend. And thus, each works on the other's desire until all of them are answered. This is why it was said, Israel are arevim for one another. Well, arevim means sweetness, as they sweeten for each other by the prayers they pray for one another. And by this, they are answered. And the essence of prayer is in the thought, since in the thought, one's prayer can be accepted easily.
New York free.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Какой ответ мы получаем, молясь за товарища?
Hello, Rav. What is the answer that we get when we pray for the friend?
You receive an answer when you pray for the friends. And this answer needs to be scrutinized, needs to become clear in your vessels. It becomes the paltsuf, which raises man. And you take their lack, and with respect to you, they are like the achap towards the galgalta enayim, and you are like the galgalta enayim, and so you have connection to the Creator, and so you elevate, you raise the lack of the achap, and then you get the power from the Creator to give to the Echap the desire to be more in order to bestow. And then you work with the Echap, receiving in order to bestow. The reception is done by the Echap. The in order to bestow, that's through your vessels of Galgalta and Aim, and then it follows that you have a complete Partsuf, which operates that way, as Wash and Guf, head and body, performing the work and discovering the Creator within you. It's called the adhesion of the Creator and the created being. The created being, that's you and those for whom you pray. And it's thanks to them that you have attained the Creator. Without attaching to yourselves these external vessels, you would have remained in Katnut, only Galgalta Enayim. And now, by connecting together, disseminating, connecting to the external vessels, you attain the Creator. It's impossible to attain the Creator, regardless of...
Look, the Creator bends us as smart as we are and strong and stubborn. Nevertheless, He comes with us to a state where He gradually tightens a few screws there. And He calibrates us internally. And we get convinced, we understand, we feel. The important thing is, He needs to take us through different feelings, different states, by which we become smarter, wiser. You can't give it all at once. We need to know how to connect cause and effect, these states with those states. Our mind grows between two things, between one state and another. And then the connection between these states, that's what grows the intellect, the emotion, the feeling. That's where it grows, between two states. So the Creator, what He needs to do is to take us through different states, where the mind and the feeling between will awaken, and then we'll be able to we'll understand Him more, we'll feel Him more. And when we go from state to state, these states, in and of themselves, they may not even be spiritual, but in order to understand them, in order to connect to them, we need a certain new mind, new feeling, just like, and then we acquire it, just like in life. What do? We look at this, we look at that, we look at something else, we begin to compare, to perform various calculations, and from that we develop. By looking at one thing, we won't get anything. Hence, spiritual attainment, just like in corporeality, is based on the difference between the states, by comparing states. And that's how we're built. The important thing for us is to go through as many states as possible, and for those states to be as close as possible to spirituality. And those are the
Good morning, Rav. Can we say that hatred that a friend feels towards me and my intellect that also wants to answer with a attitude of hatred, but in faith above reason, I try to love him? Is that
correct?
Ken.
Correct.
French. French.
Enroule ton micro.
Nu, Yaakov, ma kore?
Yaakov, what's up?
He
wants to ask, what's the difference between the prayer of the heart and the prayer that's in the mind?
The mind cannot perform a prayer. A prayer is raising man, raising a deficiency. The mind cannot have a deficiency. The mind needs something that is not expressed with a deficiency, with a desire. The mind is a calculator of the relationships between the desires, but by itself, it doesn't feel that it's missing something, that it's lacking. Hence, the prayer cannot come from the mind, only from the heart.
Can I also ask? When we say that we need to pray for the collective, what defines the collective? Sometimes we say that it's a ten, sometimes we say it's the whole world. When, what is the collective?
The collective are all the parts of the world kli, all the parts of the system of the one soul that the Creator created. This is called collective. And we need to attach them to us in order to give them fulfillment, receive from them deficiencies, process those deficiencies into the right deficiencies towards the Creator, receive fulfillment for them from the Creator, and fill them up. The collective lacks a connection with the Creator. The connection with the Creator both in raising man, a prayer, a deficiency, and receiving mad, meaning the force of correction and the filling. We need to serve the collective and provide that to it. Tie it to the Creator from below up and receive from the Creator for it.
The question about the article and also what Magviji asked, where a friend says that doesn't matter what they think about me, but what's important is what I think of the friends. It's written here too, that it's not for them to love me, but it's important that I will love. And you talked about that point of connection. How does this all connect?
I have to reach a state where my attitude to the group will be a good attitude all the way to love. And it doesn't matter what I feel from them, maybe rejection, all crimes should be covered with love. And what I feel from them is not important to me, as long as I will love them. And what I receive from them, I don't ascribe that to them, but to the Creator. The Creator is doing these exercises for me, where I have to connect to them, love them, even though I receive from them rejection, beating, it doesn't matter. I love them. Why? Because they display the Creator before me. They demonstrate they show the vessel in which the Creator has to be revealed. Therefore, I have to relate to them in love above my own reason. Above.
Excerpt number 30 from letter 11. I will also ask that you make great efforts in love of friends to devise tactics that can increase the love among the friends and revoke the lust for bodily matters from among you, as this is what casts hate. And between those who give contentment to their Maker, there shall be no hatred. Rather, there are great compassion and love between them, and these matters are simple.
See, he gives concrete advice. Simple. Do like that, it will help. Also 31.
Excerpt number 31 from letter number 40 of Rabash. There's a prayer for it that the Creator will help him by making him feel the love of his friend and make his friend close to his heart.
Such a prayer. Again?
Yesh tefila. Again, excerpt number 31. There is a prayer for it that the Creator will help him by making him feel that the love of his friend and make his friend close to his heart.
Pray. They say it helps. Let's try and see.
Mikan Yeshlano.
What do we have here? PT5.
Rav, I feel like the lesson is filled with practical advice of how to work with the ten, but now in the time of truth, I don't feel them. I can't manage to feel connection to them. It's like I'm looking and I'm hearing you and writing and I'm not managing to contain them.
Okay, so you don't have enough time, but throughout the day. But for now, just try.
Thank you.
Throughout the day, we have time. We will do it.
Tov. Turki free.
My friend is asking, is it a sign that he is not advancing if a person cannot show his love to their friends, to his friends?
Maybe he's advancing.
He may be advancing in an opposite direction. He feels that
he's moving away from the friends. That's also a recognition of evil. But the signs towards the ten, either negative or positive, he should feel each and every day. He needs to see what is his direction, what is the Creator demanding, what is he doing. And see, recognition of the good, recognition of evil, in all those states. Relative to the ten, he should constantly measure himself.
Why is this prayer that he just mentioned not egoistic?
Is it tefillah?
Which prayer?
The prayer that I make, so that asking to be given the love for the others.
It's not an egoistic prayer because you want to love them. You want to change yourself in the direction of the correction of creation. The whole correction is in love, towards connection. What is love? It's a sign of the complete connection. And you're asking to be in such connection. So you can say, but you are asking for yourself. No. Because the presence of connection in love means that you come there in order to fill them, serve them, work with their deficiencies, serve them in every aspect. Therefore, it's not an egoistic direction. Otherwise, you could say this about each and everything that comes from a person. After all, we wish to grow the will to receive, but to have it in order to bestow. We want to connect with others, but in order to fill them, and so on and so forth. Everything depends on the intention, not on the action itself. But the result of the action.
How do I come to such a prayer?
This is done by integrating with the friends, incorporating with them, and trying to be the least of them, the lowest. Subjugate yourself towards the friends. And then I begin to feel that I have nothing.
Rav, every time I read this article from Bala Sulam, I feel like he's speaking about us right now. And then when I read this part, that each state that brings humanity closer to the goal is considered good, I almost feel like he's describing the morning lesson, how we have this daily opportunity to bring ourselves closer to this state. And how recently we've been revealing the force here in North America. And now with this direction, I think it's less of a question, more of just expressing our gratitude for pushing us and for revealing the lack here for us. Thank you, Rav.
אתם צריכים לפנות לכל הקבוצות שלנו בעולם
You need to turn to all our groups in the world. And all the groups in the world, I'm turning to you. Start to connect between you in a circle, in a ring, an external ring around North America. Let's do an operation as they connect between them and we around them, and we help them and we help them connect even more in a tight way to one another. We want to cause by this in practice for us to see this practically, how these states are changing from our efforts, these special efforts that we make, that the groups in North America unite, both the men and the women, apart, yes? And our groups, the men world group and the women world group, also connect around this action of a general connection as we are turning to the Creator and asking Him to bring us the reforming light to all of this big ego that is being revealed in North America and in the whole world, for us to see in practice how the help of the Creator is so close. And this is how it will happen before our eyes. I really hope that we're already capable